So, Alex, even China is focused on the early presidential contest. It is truly a small world. Well, back here in the U.S., New Hampshire to be exact, Republican candidate Rudy Giuliani launched a new TV spot that calls for a Ronald Reagan-esque approach to the situation in Iran. As the campaign heats up, we'll be taking a closer look at some of the more notable TV ads. Here's NPR's Martin Costi with a review of Giuliani's latest.
In the ad, Giuliani takes us back to the days of the Iranian hostage crisis.
Iranian mullahs took American hostages, and they held the American hostages for 444 days, and they released the American hostages in 1 hour.
Why did they suddenly release the hostages? Well, in January of 1981, a certain someone strode onto the scene.
The 1 hour in which they released them was the 1 hour in which Ronald Reagan was taking the oath of office as President of the United States. The best way you deal with dictators, the best way you deal with tyrants and terrorists, you stand up to them. You don't back down.
Well, I appreciate Giuliani bringing up a history lesson for the American people.
Temple University professor David Farber wrote a history of the Iranian hostage crisis. He says the ad skips the fact that the hostages were released after months of negotiations with the help of Algerian diplomats.
It's just very misleading. It suggests that Ronald Reagan somehow in that 1 hour had represented some sort of threat to the Iranian people and that they responded immediately by releasing the hostages in fear of what Reagan might do to them. There was no sense whatsoever that Reagan was going to do anything in particular to the Iranians one way or the other.
Farber calls the ad a misuse of a potent symbol, namely Ronald Reagan. But Dante Scala, who tracks political ads at the University of New Hampshire, says a Republican candidate rarely does himself any harm by associating his name with the Gipper.
In John McCain ads, I recall we've seen ads of McCain actually together with Ronald Reagan. So I think you see both McCain and Giuliani trying to trade on that.
But what's this ad saying about foreign policy today, a full quarter century after the hostage crisis ended? Giuliani spokeswoman Maria Camella says it's about confronting terrorism.
He uses it to really illustrate a broader point, and that's achieving peace through strength.
But it is tempting to read this ad as a statement on Iran specifically, especially because it appears just after the new national intelligence estimate downgraded the Iranian nuclear threat, and President Bush has had to defend his tough stance toward Tehran. Camella says the timing is completely coincidental.
This ad really, while certainly because of the use of Iran may seem timely, it is not specifically directed at what should be the United States position with Iran.
Giuliani generally tacks pretty close to the administration's policy on Iran, and that still seems to be the case. After the NIE reported that Iran had actually stopped its nuclear weapons program in 2003, his campaign released a statement saying the Iranians had been deterred by, in their words, international threats and pressure. Martin Costi, NPR News.